Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and I'm back with Ron, who was here just earlier today. We're back in our comfort zone outside the studio. We've been doing a number of videos today. We might have to do this more often because it's a little more personal.
Oh, you could come to Israel then.
Done. I'm doing that. All right, so this is an interesting topic because when you brought it to me, I'm like, oh, I didn't even think that was, we were doing something like that. So let's talk about, so you're here to talk about threat detection.
Exactly.
What really, to tell us about that. Because a lot of people, from a security perspective, like, okay, yeah, security. But, you know, this is actually an actual topic in that we're actually sort of a technology that we're implementing, right? What is it?
So let's start with in a nutshell. In a nutshell, SQL database threat detection provides a new layer of security on top of the existing security feature that we offer in SQL today.
Mm-hmm.
It detects suspicious database activities, indicating potential threats to your database.
Okay.
So if I compare SQL security features to the home security systems, you can think about SQL threat detection as your sets or at house.
Right.
So they detect there is suspicious movement in your house. Not necessarily it's a thief, it might be a cat, but there is a good chance you need to check about it.
Right.
There is a potential threat on your house, in our case on the database. Please investigate and try to respond to that. So this is in a nutshell the concept.
Okay, cool. So, and how are we doing this from a, is there some telemetry data that we're capturing, or how are we doing this? And really, you know, why are we determining threat detection?
Yeah, so the how, again, some of it is a secret, but in general, you can think about often threats leave tracks.
Yeah.
So in the form of, in the case of database, in the form of certain query patterns or abnormal activities in the database. So we use this knowledge in order to detect a response.
And yeah, some like outlier type of queries, like this hasn't been run before type of thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And as for your second question about the why, so in today's world, there are a variety of cyber threats on database.
Yep.
People are trying to breach or exploit the data in the database. It can be an external attacker trying to exploit the application vulnerabilities and run SQL injection code through the application layer.
Yeah.
Or it can be an employee with high privilege that are abusing its privilege, trying to bridge out sensitive data from the database.
Right.
In all of these cases, the database owner would like to be able to have some kind of a way it will be able to detect and respond to this when it occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about SQL threat detection, which we explain in a minute what exactly we offer, is that it helps you to do that. It addresses this specific need about the need to detect these activities. But in a way, you don't need to be an expert in security. You don't need to be an expert of all the different cyber threats that exist today. So it's very simple to adopt and use. And it's this is what we actually address.
Okay. So and are we really how big of an issue? I mean, when we were first talking about this, I mean, how big of a issue is this? Is this an issue bigger than we think it really is? Or, you know, because when we talk, oh, so we're implementing this new threat detection service type of thing, is this, you know, not that we don't want to scare people, but is this just an extra, like you said, it's an extra layer of security. Is it for the just in case scenario, or?
It's good to have this feature. Again, as I mentioned, in addition, basically there is a lot of cyber threats, and you need to be aware of that. For example, SQL injection, one of the main things that we detect during the public preview, this is one of the common threats that exists today that application developer does not check properly the SQL statement they run, and someone can exploit that. So it exists today.
Yeah.
And this is a way, this helps you to address those threats.
And look, we always know that any extra layer of security is always good. If you look at what's been happening, all these hacks and things like that, in all these different big companies, not naming any names, but if you look at it, there's probably something should have been done along these lines to begin with, right? So this extra layer of security is always a good thing. You know, and the different variety, like you say, the different variety of threats from, you know, password attacks, and like you say, privilege abuse and things like that. Always good to, you know, to be, you know, proactive instead of reactive.
And,
right?
And as I mentioned, if you compare it to the home security system, then you can have lockers and safe. Yeah. Again, you can compare it to masking and encryption. It's also good to have sensor. You don't necessarily need to have the sensor, but it helps you have a better security protected on your house. So
exactly. Get the guard dog, get the alarm system,
get a bodyguard.
Bodyguard, yeah. That's right. Awesome.
So what are we actually offering? As I mentioned, we are talking about a service, a feature that detects these anomalous activities.
Mm-hmm.
You will be able to configure it from the Azure portal. I will just show in a minute how it will look like.
Okay.
And we are offering a variety of threat detectors that we look for different anomalies on your database, and we'll send an alert, an email alert that will say, hey, something is strange.
Okay.
In the public preview, we mainly focus on SQL injection, which is one of the most common threats on databases from the application layer. But as we move on, we plan to enrich those type of detectors and provide more detectors. In addition, once we detect and the user will get notification that something strange happened in his database, we also provide a way using the Azure portal and some Excel template to explore and investigate the audit log around this event. So if you think about it also with our example, so you have an alert, something happened in your house, you get an SMS or email or something, something happened, and you will be able to open the camera on the right way. So the camera, think of like the audit log, and look for what happened exactly there and understand better if it's a real threat or if it's only potential.
It wasn't the burglar, it was my cat Fluffy who was robbing my safe or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so this is good. So basically what we're doing is it's an offering that says we're gonna look for the various different threats within your database and report back to you what we think, you know, via an audit log, you said, you know, the different anomalies that we have detected, and you can act on those based on whether it's SMS, you know, we'll give you the audit log and you can act on those.
Yeah, currently, again, the notification will be emails. Again, along the way, we also plan to enrich those. So it's mainly email and SQL injection during the public preview.
Okay.
But we intend to enrich those detectors and channels as we go.
Okay.
So maybe just do kind of a walkthrough about the experience that will be available for the public preview.
Okay, perfect.
So the first step is to set it up. So as you can see, threat detection will be work together with auditing, right? So if I send you a notification, something happened, you better have auditing enabled with best practice so you can investigate it. When you get the alerts.
So do you have to turn on auditing first, or will this automatically turn it on for you?
No. So for the public preview, you need to turn on threat detection, and it depends on auditing. So only if you have auditing, first you enable auditing, you will
You have to go in audit. That was my question. You have to go enable auditing first.
But it will be in the same place.
Oh, so
it's very, very comfortable.
Yep.
So you have the auditing and you have the threat detection section.
Okay.
So you just click on, and it's from now on, it's on by default.
Okay.
Automatically, in case there will be a suspicious database activity, it will send you an email to your database email, the default email that you set up for this subscription where you create the database.
Yep.
But we give you another option to enter a list of emails. So example, if you want also this kind of emails to be sent to the security officer or this persona or the other persona, then you will be able to put the email list here.
Yep.
So we will use it once we detect the anomalous activities.
Cool.
So that's it. Set it up. It's working. The second phase happens only if you have some strange
issue.
An issue. And you will get an email to the list of email that you defined.
Okay.
And the email will be very clear. It will include a description of the suspicious activities. In this case, we're talking about a potential SQL injection, and it will provide you proper information on the threat. So the database name, the database server name, and the time, of course. This is the basic information. In addition, we provide you a set of recommendations how to mitigate and respond to this threat. So this you get this, And most of the recommendation is, hey, open your audit log and investigate. And one of the nice things that we offer is that once you click on the email, automatically it will open Azure portal.
Oh, nice.
And we are providing an ability to explore the audit log. Again, this is useful for quick analysis. So okay. we'll open the right audit records. You will be able to see the next few audit records and see you have more information over there. You can see the exact SQL users that was acting upon, the action, if it was successful, not successful, and most important, the SQL statement.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. What do we know? If it's a SQL injection, I want to know the statement that was run, right?
Yes, and what exactly in my application used that, so you will be able to answer this question. So we provide this capability. This is for quick analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's think you need to look back forward on the last week, on the last few days. Then what we provide in addition to this Azure viewer, audit viewer, mm-hmm. then you can download an Excel template.
Oh yeah, cool.
A pre-configured Excel template. So
okay.
the Excel template will be pre-configured to your storage and to your audit log.
Mm-hmm.
And using this Excel template, you will have a better slice and dice capabilities. So you want to see, okay, let me see what's happened in the last few days. Let me see what's happened only on this SQL client. And I will be able to do an advanced slice
and
dice.
So you can drill down deeper
into the details
into the detection, right?
Yes.
The detection. Yes. Okay. That's fantastic. So this is a preview, mm-hmm. right? As of when? Or can you tell us?
Yeah, it will be current preview in the next month.
Next month?
So I invite everybody to join this and enjoy these new capabilities.
If they have any feedback on this, what's the best way to get? Can they get hold of you, or is it just through the forums or the blogs?
So first of all, they can use the blogs and everything. Also, part of the thing that we offer in the email, there is a click for feedback. So in case they got an alert automatically, it will send an email to the product team, in case it's useful, not useful, every information that can help us or help our customer to improve it, they're welcome to do.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ron, thank you so much for coming back.
thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah, anytime. We'd love to, there's a few of these things I'd love to drill deeper on. So we'd love to have you back where we discuss maybe more of these in a little deeper discussion. That's all right. Love
to of course. You come to Israel.
Come to Israel and we'll do it there. Awesome, Ron. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.